من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Outlining Fiqh, dear listeners, a podcast where we, the students and faculty at Timbuktu Seminary, sketch in your minds an outline of fiqh in an auditory design. Imagining deeply, your hearts would delight, and through outlining the 38 chapters of fiqh, a spark would ignite. Our mindset, our manners, our conduct intact, the laws of behavior and how we should act. We have with us today Sheikh Abu Toba and several students of fiqh from around the world. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How are you, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man ittaqa amma ba'd. We're here and we are still studying fiqh together, doing outlining fiqh. Could you start with the chapter that we're on today, sir? Bismillah. Mr. Talaboid.
Naam, we are on chapter 18, which is conciliation of the book A Summary of Islamic Jurisprudence by Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan. This is page number 107 of the book and page 124 of the PDF.
Bismillah, continue.
Naam, conciliation is of five types. The first type, conciliation between Muslims and non-Muslims who show hostility to Muslims. The second type, conciliation between the Muslim community and rebellious Muslims. The third type, conciliation between the husband and his wife for fear of dissension. The fourth type, conciliation between two parties regarding a matter other than financial affairs. The fifth type, conciliation between two parties disputing over property, which will be demonstrated here. This type is divided into two other types. One, conciliation of acknowledgement, which is of two kinds. The first kind is to arrange conciliation between the two parties in order to return the very type of the object of disagreement. The second kind is to arrange conciliation for returning a thing other than the object of disagreement. The first kind of conciliation...
What is meant by this second type is that there's an iwad in place of. So let's say the actual, we're going to call it the ayn, the actual item cannot be replaced. Or if there's some type of question, then something else can be replaced. Continue.
Okay. The first kind of conciliation of acknowledgement. What is the Arabic for this conciliation of acknowledgement? You know?
I'tiraf. I'tiraf is acknowledgement.
I'tiraf. Okay. The first kind of sulh of i'tiraf is conciliation to return the very type of the ayn, the object of disagreement. Is in cases when one, for example, acknowledges owing another person a debt or acknowledges owing him a sum of money, which is in one's possession. Both parties then agree to conciliate when the indebted party pays part of the debt and the creditor on his side relinquishes the rest thereof. Also, this kind of sulh may happen when the creditor...
So what is meant here is that, let's say it's a monetary item, right? Some amount of money. So let's say $500, and the person says, okay, I got $200 with me right now. So this, you know, this settles the heart of the two that, okay, he's in good faith now with the other three. And so there's going to be a relinquishment of any type of hardship, haraj, between them. Or something someone was holding because the person is like ransoming or holding it, saying, I'm not going to give you something until you give me back what you're owed, or any type of, like I said, the disagreement is dropped. Continue.
Naam. Also, this kind of sulh may happen when the creditor cedes to the debtor an amount of the owed object and takes the rest thereof. This type of sulh is valid unless the acknowledgement is stipulated. For example, the debtor may say that he acknowledges owing money to the creditor, provided that the latter gives him so-and-so or compensates him with so-and-so, and the creditor may release the debtor from the debt, stipulating that the debtor gives him a certain thing. Arranging sulh in this matter is invalid, for the creditor has the right to ask for all his rights, all that the debtor owes him. For rendering this type of sulh valid, the debtor is not to refuse to give the creditor what he owes him, in case there is no sulh, for this would be an act of consuming people's wealth unjustly, which is forbidden by Allah. Also, the debtor is to pay what he owes unconditionally, whether there is sulh or not. In addition, for validating this type of sulh, the creditor must be of those whose donation is valid. If not, this conciliation would be then invalid. An example for this is the donation given by a guardian of an orphan or an insane person, since the guardian would be donating something that does not belong to him. So, Sheikh, do I understand this correctly? This sounds like it's saying it's invalid for someone to say, okay, I'll come to the table and have a settlement with you on the condition that you let go of part of my debt.
Okay, yes, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. The person cannot make a condition that he's going to tell the truth. Because that's what you're saying. You're saying that, look, I will tell the truth and acknowledge that I owe the money if you give me a break. If you give me this, or you know, you give me that, you do that. I know. It's as he said there. We are obliged to give whatever we owe, I should say, unconditionally. We are obliged to tell the truth unconditionally. So yes, this is invalid because he's bribing the person, and bribery in all its forms are haram. Continue.
Nah. In a few words, it is permissible to arrange sulh between two disputing parties to return the established object of conciliation by part of the same type, provided that the debtor does not refuse to give back his debt in case there is no sulh. Besides, the creditor must be of those whose donation is valid. It is permissible as well to effect conciliation in case of the aforesaid requirements, in case the aforesaid requirements are fulfilled. Since this would be a donation and one is not to be prevented from relinquishing part of what he lends or from having it back in full. This is because the Prophet ﷺ asked the creditors of Jabir ibn Abdullah to make some reduction in his debts. The second kind of conciliation of i'tiraf is sulh to substitute an object of a different type for the object of disagreement. This happens in cases when someone acknowledges that he owes another person a debt or an object, and both agree that the creditor is to take an object as compensation for a different one. Thus, if conciliation is to be arranged to return money for money, then this will be considered an exchange, whose rulings are to be applied in this transaction. If sulh is to be arranged to give back an object in return for money, this will be considered selling, whose rulings are to be applied in this transaction. Moreover, if sulh is agreed upon for establishing a benefit, as in the case where the creditor hires a place belonging to the debtor, it will be a kind of renting whose rulings are to be applied. If sulh is arranged to give back money in return... If sulh is arranged to give back money in return for the disputed object, it will be considered selling. Two, conciliation of denial. A It refers to a person
okay,
claiming
before
that.
Okay, before we go there, before we go there, let's go back. Okay, so someone who is in debt can ask the person to say, listen, you know, I owe you this money. I acknowledge that I owe you this money. And they can ask for the person to lower the money or lower the thing and make a deal with me. Give me a break. This is lawful. It's also lawful and mustahab for the person who is owed to make it easy on the person who owes them. Okay? And even to forgive them if they're unable to pay. So it's nothing wrong with asking. It just cannot be demanded. It cannot be made a condition. That's one thing. Thing is, if something is next chapter or next section, something is getting replaced with something else, whatever the normal conditions for that transaction, because this is what business is. Business is better called transactions, okay, where they're both acting simultaneously or one in response to the other for benefit each other, the other accepts. So I accept your money for your car. Okay, from you accept my car. You know, its value is personal. How much I spend on it is how much I feel is it's worth. How much you demand is how much you demand it's worth or anything like that. So whatever transaction we are doing, we still have to hold to the laws, the Islamic laws regarding that particular type of transaction. And that's what he's meaning right there. These laws do not drop because it's better, because it's being something is being transacted, meaning given in place of something else. Continue to the next section, unless there's a question. Continue.
No.
Shift. So.
Ayubi, you about to say something?
Yes. My question was, where do we find these two types of transactions in the Quran and Sunnah in terms of the proofs of them and their situations coming up in the history of Islam?
If I understand the question correctly, you're asking where do we find the proofs in the Quran and Sunnah regarding trading or someone giving something in place of something else?
Yes, sir.
Or making sulh.
For this type of sulh, ihtiraf.
I'm asking, sir, for more clarity.
Yes, for sulh, ihtiraf, is there an example that we can look to? Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I just didn't hear any question from you.
Oh, I said, for sulh i'tiraf, is there an example from the Quran or the Sunnah that we can look to?
Yes, when the person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that he owed him a debt, and he said, you know, in the master, the Jew. Well, the Prophet acknowledged the debt. It's acknowledging that someone that you owe the other person. And many times when there's an own, just for the case here, many times when something is owed, normally it's i'tiraf, and normally there's badan. Okay, meaning I'll take something else, and that's what sulh is. What can we do to solve the situation? And as far as the proof for the acknowledgement of sulh, meaning the proof in the Quran for to show that the sulh is recommended, Allah says, "Well, sulhu khair." Okay? And when you find different cases of it in the Quran, when it says about the husband and wife, if they can't, you know, would la junah alayhima, if they ransom off about some of the things that they have for each other, if they can't hold on to the hududullah. So there's sulh there. They can make some type of deals with each other. Okay? So, and we see Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. It was called Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. Sulh is another term in Arabic used as treaty. So we have multiple examples of this in the Seerah. I gave you one from the Seerah. I gave you two from the Quran. And one from the Quran and one from the Hadith. Is that sufficient?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If there's any other questions on it, let me know, please. No problem. Further.
Nah. 2, conciliation of denial. It refers to a person claiming that another person owes him an object or a debt. Upon that claim, the other person does not deny the claim, but is ignorant of the claimed object. The respondent then asks the claimer to relinquish his claim and to arrange sulh, in which the claimer will obtain a sum of money, whether paid on the spot or deferred. Sulh in this case is valid according to the majority of the people of knowledge. For the Prophet ﷺ said, conciliation is permissible among Muslims except the conciliation that makes what is lawful prohibited or what makes what is prohibited lawful. Compiled by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, and the latter said this is a Hasan Sahih Hadith. Al-Hakim regards this hadith as Sahih.
Okay, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. And this is the proof of the sulh al-i'tiraf, where you mentioned that the conditions for each one of those transactions have to be fulfilled. Okay? And for the purpose of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, well, whatever is allowable in sulh, as long as it does not make the lawful unlawful. Okay? Or vice versa. So when we make this sulh, and if there's a transaction, it becomes a rental, then we have to follow the laws of rental. We can't do an illegal rental, agreement. If it's selling, then it has to be a legal selling. We cannot make it an illegal selling. Does that make sense? And does that answer also the question that Mr. Ayyubi was mentioning?
No.
Makes sense to me.
Yes?
Sheikh. How can a person when someone claims that you owe them money, how can you not deny the claim but say that you're ignorant of the claimed object? That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so then we're gonna have to keep reading to get an example of it. But say, okay, I know I owe you something, but I don't know what you're talking about. Is that what you're saying? Because that's what it sounds like. Right?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't clear on what that meant.
Okay, let's go through it and see what they said.
Nah. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, sent this hadith in a letter as a proof of effecting sulh to Abu Musa. Thus, this hadith can be safely applied as a proof in this regard because of the aforesaid considerations. The benefit of this type of sulh, which the respondent gains, is avoiding the legal proceedings and taking an oath before the judge. As for the claimer, it spares him the trouble of establishing evidence and helps him obtain what he claims to be his as soon as possible. In conciliation of denial, the claimer is regarded as selling the claimed object since he believes that what he takes is compensation for his money, the claimed object. Thereby, he ought to abide by what he believes. It is as if the respondent had bought the claimed object from the claimer, thus the rulings on selling apply to his transaction. Among these rulings is the right to return the sold item for being faulty and the right of preemption, if the right of preemption can be applied therein. Excuse me.
Okay, so you have to go back because the computer skipped like that and I could not hear.
Okay. In conciliation of denial, the claimer is regarded as selling the claimed object since he believes that what he takes is compensation for his money, the claimed object. Thereby, he ought to abide by what he believes. It is as if the respondent had bought the claimed object from the claimer. Thus, the rulings on selling apply to this transaction. Among these rulings is the right to return the sold item for being faulty and the right of preemption, if the right of preemption can be applied therein. As for the respondent, he is considered, after effecting sulh with the claimer, acquitted from the claim. He has paid money for the claimed object to avoid taking an oath, remove harm that may afflict him in the dispute, and protect himself against being indulged in disputes. Besides, honorable people reject being involved in such matters.
Are you clear on this particular subject?
I think I'm a little bit more clear, but I'm still I would still benefit from an example.
Naam, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so this is happens a lot with governors in government, and because governors are little kings. Okay, the new term we have is governor, but the old term we had was vassal king. And a vassal king is a person who is subordinate to another type of king, the emperor, you know, himself. Okay? So, what he has to do, sometimes what will happen is the governor will take something, okay? Or he'll take some property. He'll do something that the emperor says, really, you don't have a right to do that. And the governor says, well, I'm taking this because I'm owed this. This is my payment, or this is something you did, this and that. And so they'll come together, and you'll find that the governor may have been right, but wrong in how he went about disposing of the debt that he felt he was owed. And that's why sometimes they don't get deposed or something like that, or their property may be given back, especially with property. We find this with property amongst governors. Okay? Or with business partners who says, well, I paid for this, so then I took this particular commodity because, you know, to pay me back for what you owed me in that regard. Okay? And so then that has to be looked upon. So he says, yeah, I took it, but I don't owe you anything. So yeah, a tarif, but then at the same time denies that he owes. Does that make sense?
Interesting. So he acknowledges that he took the item, but he denies that he owes the person something. Okay.
Right. That's what it is. Okay.
All right.
Continue.
Alhamdulillah. Naam, where was I?
Sir, continue.
Naam.
Conciliation of denial.
Naam, I think it was further up than that. I think it was at besides honorable people. Did I read that? Besides honorable people reject.
Yes, besides honorable people.
Okay. Besides, honorable people reject being involved in such matters and would rather pay money to avoid such claims. If the claimer, who becomes a buyer in this case, finds a defect in the object given to him in compensation for the disputed one, he does not have the right to return it, and it cannot be taken by preemption from the respondent, as he does not consider it a real compensation for anything. Conciliation of denial becomes invalid in case either party lies to the other. The claimer may lie, claiming his right to an object which he knows well that it does not belong to him. Likewise, the respondent may deny whatever claim is advanced by the claimer, though he knows that he is lying, and he owes the claimer such a thing. Sulh thus becomes null for the one who lies concealing the truth, since he knows the truth and is able to give the right to its owner and does not believe he is in the right. Thus, whatever he takes or obtains in this case by means of the sulh is prohibited, for he takes it unjustly and wrongfully, and not in compensation for something he deserves. Allah exalted be He says in this concern what may mean, and do not consume one another's wealth unjustly. Quran Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 188. This sulh appears to be valid since people do not know the hidden truth. Yet Allah, from whom nothing is hidden in the earth nor in the heavens, invalidates it. Therefore, Muslims must be keen on avoiding such prohibited actions and should keep away from obtaining money fraudulently. One of the rulings on sulh of denial is that sulh is valid if a third party takes the place of the denying party, the respondent, in the sulh without his permission. This is because the third party intends to acquit the denying party in order to avoid any dispute with the claimer. It is as if the third party had paid the debts of the denying party on his behalf. Yet, the third party is not to ask the denying party to pay what he has granted, since he does not have the right to do so. The third party in this case is considered a donator. Another ruling is that the sulh is valid when being arranged to end a disagreement over an unknown object, whether both parties owe one another or one of them owes the other. That is, sulh is applicable if it is difficult to know this object, such as the cases of unsettled account from a long time ago, and neither of the parties knows what he owes the other. Once, two men disputed over their heritage, which was a long time ago. The Prophet ﷺ said to both of them what may mean, "Draw lots, seek the truth, and then let every one of you absolve his companion from any right on his side." Compiled by Abu Dawood and other compilers of hadith. In this case, since one of the two parties absolves the other from his right on his liability, sulh becomes valid. In spite of the fact that the dispute is over an unknown object, it is valid here for necessity in order to avoid wasting money or being burdened by the rights of others. The prophetic order in the above-mentioned hadith of absolving one another from any liabilities signifies that one should be concerned with being absolved from people's rights in order to free one's liability. It also signifies how great and inviolable the rights of people are. Another ruling on conciliation, on sulh, is that it is valid in cases of qisas, legal retribution, through the payment of diya, as a substitute according to the amount of diya stated in the sharia, Islamic law, or less or more dependent on the agreement of both parties. Since the object of dispute is not a property that can be compensated for, as it is a human soul, so there cannot be compensation based on human estimation in this case. Rather, the blood money is to be paid according to the sharia. Okay, Sheikh, this is my, I have a thought here about this. This sounds to me to be a little contradictory, because it's saying that sulh here is valid in the case of qisas, but then it says the object of dispute cannot be compensated for, so there cannot be compensation. Am I reading that wrong?
I thought the thing, I thought it was a contradiction too.
Oh, the Sheikh is not even here. He must have dropped at some point. Let me pull him back in.
From my understanding, you're saying that in reality there is no compensation, so God gave us a measure by which we can compensate, because there's no human being that could actually give that measure except, so Allah is the one who has to give us the proper measure. Even though there's in reality no material measure. No.
Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah khair. That's a really good point. And this is actually a great reply to those people who say who think that blood money is something distasteful. You know, because it shows you that the reason why blood money exists is because human beings, we can't determine the value of a human life. Like, that's not something which we can actually, like, intellectually figure out.
Measure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anything, it's just to kind of soften the blow at most.
Yeah.
For losing your relative. That's it.
Nah. So I'm trying to call the Sheikh. Maybe his internet dropped or something. I see his Skype icon is still green. I'm not sure what that means. It exists because it's impossible to measure the value of human life. Well, this is just one of the hardships of seeking knowledge, is that sometimes we have these connection problems. So let's just hang on tight here, and I'll keep trying to Sheikh. We don't have, he hasn't left anything in the chat. Has he reached out to anyone privately?
No, I have not gotten anything.
Okay.
Likewise, me neither.
No, sir.
Okay. I haven't either, so if anyone hears something, just let us know. Otherwise, I'll just keep trying him until we hear something.
The recording of the podcast still going on?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I had a question, but I'll ask later.
Is there a reason why you gave us Salamis before the Sheikh? What do you mean?
You said what?
I was talking to Baraka.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it the other way around?
You said what?
Is it the other way around? Is it give your Sheikh Salams first and then your classmates?
That's on all of the circles I've been in, that's the code. That's why I asked if there was a reason.
I was just thinking the first. Okay, I'll do it that way then. I just thought because what I remember was you have one that's general for your classmates and then one that's specific. So I thought I'd just do the general then specific. I wasn't really thinking like to do it. That was how I typed it. So
I get you.
Does anyone want to recite something while we're waiting? Do some review?
Yeah, I'll review how long it's up.
Okay. Tafadhal.
Bismillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah for the Lord Supreme who's been so kind to the Muslimin. Send Islam with Muhammad to teach. We study his actions and beautiful speech, Quranic in nature, the model of fiqh, to take from the Prophet whatever is legit, with hope is plotted to sketch in our minds, a drawing of fiqh in a graphic design, imagining deeply that our hearts would delight, and through outlining fiqh that a spark will ignite, our minds that our manners, our conduct intact, the laws of behavior, how we should act, fiqh is from the fiqh of the hearts. business transactions with all of his deals and family provisions, including the mills, legal procedures, offenses of law, then under these titles make everything fall, put under ibadah, the worship and laws, and the actions that stem from the slave to his lord, aqidah, tahara, proceeding salah, a janaza for all when the rich pays the cash, siyam, i'tikaf, if you're spending the night, and the hajj for whoever can pay for the flight, at business transactions, right capital risk, and the fiqh of the slaves he carries to exist, the fiqh of finance is a loftier term, it's the money we borrow and struggle to earn, contracts and sharing if profits are made, and the techniques to use in the practice of trade, now buying is bay'u in his general sense, but his contracts and deals that make businessmen sense, no shady cats or partnerships that you can use in seeking risk, like when someone won't pay their debt, then hajj is what we implement. The Adi is a borrowed source, while the Ghosb is to take by force, by its agreement, slaves are freed, and will get blessings for good deeds. Uqaf are called the public gifts, endowments, and our scholarships. Wasaya are the wills we leave, the ones we love, our legacies. Faraa, it makes the inheritance, the last show of beneficence. So those who talk will seek the deal, and only common seek the steal, and the family laws and rights will shape the fiqh of slaves along with maids. This structure has three parts, of course. There's marriage, provisional rights, divorce, sadaqas paid before nikah, and hardship might just bring khula', divorce, talaq, or words that hurt. Illa zihar, we must report. Ni'an, we swear one after four. The iddah counts to end it all for us. Rida is still a must. Nafaqas, just to be just. At the imam tunes, nutritious links, stits, set standards for all food and drinks. So let the laws of hunting sayyid, the biha slaughter rules be made before you think which spouse to pick. Make sure you know the family fiqh and legal procedures we report. The fiqh of the slaves he deals with the courts, the laws of jinais applying the hudud, the steps that we take when diyat is pursued, the aiming is sworn, shahad is seen, fadah is a judgment, iqrar is a plea, jihad is a ruling the mufti must make, not any old scholar with normal mistakes, nor students familiar with basics in fiqh, but not your Quran or the Arabic, if hadith, usul, and history still partially clouded in mysteries, refrain him from speech, for what can he teach, to have little knowledge and teaches to cheat, go back to the graphs and the knowledge within, there are 38 chapters to finish begin, start with aqidah, to end in jihad, striving to live like a righteous ibad, the heart it takes a noble spot after aqidah before salat, 11 cleansing points in order, all of which begin with water, the vessels that we use to feed, taking care of private.
Brother, I think the Sheikh is here. I see him now in the class.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, are you there? Can you hear us?
Okay.
Sheikh, we cannot hear you if you're saying something. I'm corresponding with the Sheikh on WhatsApp. He's having some computer problems or some Skype issues, but he's still connected to the internet. He says he keeps getting booted from Skype. He says since the past 5 minutes or so, he's been booted a number of times. So I just asked him to try restarting his computer. Okay, do you want to continue, Abu Sa'id?
Now, tahara takes, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Tahara takes a noble spot after aqidah before salat. 11 cleansing points in order, all of which begin with water. The vessels that we use to feed, taking care of private needs, wudu, the wiping on the shoe, the issues that undo wudu, the husudum what takes its place, set the yam on my hands and face, miss wag good hygiene and health, remove of najasa filth. The mens is also called the haid, ends this chapter for the slave, with the iqama in the den, we start the 6 specifics of salat. Conditions if you want to pray, the rules of what to do and say, 5 times a day we have to meet, plus Jumu'ah that comes once a week, those extra sajdas that we make are we forget or make mistakes. Janazah rites set up to five, the noblest way to end our lives. The manners at the dying breath, washing bodies after death, and simple cloth, the body wrapped in praying such the less salat. A barrier was where we where we'll end in life or newly get dead begin. After standing for salat, the count 6 points to pay zakat from wealth that we all have to take percentages to make it straight. After standing for salat and count 6 points to pay zakat from wealth that we all have from wealth that we all have to take percentages to make it straight. Conditions that demand we pay in wealthy year we don't delay. Percentages recipients to those who can't receive a cent. Siyam or fasting even som as 6 essentials to lay down. With obligate someone to fast and what must be for it to pass. Without the sunan things to do what breaks the fast for me and you. The mustahab of benefit and ways that fast is illegit. The i'tikaf is just 2 parts so learn them. So the i'tikaf is just 2 parts so learn them well before you start. Conditions that will make your stay acceptable in every way and things that will invalidate the i'tikaf by your mistake. 11 fault no one can dodge, traveling down the road to Hajj, preconditions that demand compliance with the Hajj command, with starting points in all directions, muhrims put things on suspension, arcana things we have to do, there's wajibats and sunan too, rulings and then go make the waf and rush between the mountaintops, the umrah with its own arcana, specific rules for each Hajj plan. Al-Bay'u means to buy and sell, and business transactions and rules as well. 10 specifics are defined, conditions we must bear in mind. Options, interests, as roots and fruit, because bad transactions don't compute. Advance payments we pawn and make. Collateral debt with loans we take. Our bonds, our words, our bond, we're bound to keep. A debt transfer of ends don't meet. Patents, copy, residual rights, all help merchants sleep at night. The shady cats are company or legal business entity. Are 2 or more in partnership, looking for a profit split. The shady cats turn into 4. The type of partnership is store, share crop, and ijar or rent. Musabaqa and not a bet. Al-Hajr is to intercede, protecting rights of those in need. 2 concepts spring from this deed and make it easy to proceed. The ahkam that are hajrani, wakalatul legalities, the adi is a borrowed tool or something you're allowed to use. There are 2 parts to show concern, both borrower and lender learn. The adi is not legit unless conditions for a fit, and one of them are liable, so damages are probable.
Or not to give right someone's due is ghasb, and if we only knew the 7 ways the law is found, the ghasb should be legal bound.
Liability from maghsub is due from ghasb when they take from you. Shufa, a preemptive right to block a sale that we would like. We take with di'a as a trust, but safekeeping is still a must. Squatters claim land looking dead and thus have rights for overhead. Ju'ala are the wages set to be paid before the sweat dries and things of value lost. If I'm baluqata, of course, a child supportless in the streets is due protection of Laqid. The simple rights we take by force and leave the world with no recourse, but too depraved into a sea of thoughtless inhumanity. Islamically declaring it to free a slave or man you meant has 3 specifics to submit, or freedom will not be legit. Who's authorized to authorize the ways that it's can actualize? No baby mama's right reject. Her freedom must be shown respect. A waqfun is a charity and gift for all humanity. Endowment is the general term with 2 presenting styles to learn. The general waqf for all to use and give, and HIPAA gifts we don't refuse. Wasaya simply put our wills. The dead declared they weren't fulfilled. from one third or a compromise, or God and wills consider five, the necessary elements determining which rulings meant the points annulled and validate the normal language in that state. The wealth the wills is not decreed from wealth assigned to charity, half or fourth, 1/8, 2/3, 1/3 of six inheritors are each assigned a righteous piece of wealth abandoned by deceased on 7 points for all it base utilize each and every case, the rights and order of the earth and causes of inheritance, preventive points of the exist prohibits some this type of risk, list the male and then female inheritors in full detail, note shareholders and know the rule of hajib to know who blocks who, sadaqa gift out of respect for women at the time they get married as their lives will change, never ever be the same, three concepts for groom and bride to plan and actually apply, the rulings how to pay sadaq like all or half and who gets stuck, the after wedding walima, the how to live with an-nisa, make sure these points are in your plan before you seek some daughter's hand, nikah process for single humans are paired with mates and social unions, so contractors consider five for marriages to actualize, the rulings of the ones involved and looking until doubts dissolve. The contract strict official form, the type of the contract strict official form, the type of points we must
the classic
enjoin.
Points.
The classic points we must enjoin. Marikofi, the classic points we must enjoin. Knowledge of that list of women legally who are forbidden, conditions that they set themselves, and defects that are tied to health, contracts are not deemed authentic when these points are not in content, say khula and deliberate, undress and nullify the state, or marriage
obliterate,
marriage for,
and obliterate,
obliterate. Say khula in obliterate. What's that guy here?
Obliterate.
Obliterate. Am I saying it right?
Obliterate.
Obliterate.
Yeah.
Obliterate. Say khula in obliterate. Undress and nullify the state. Jazakallah khair. Of marriage for whatever fee or settlement they both agree before it can take real effect. 7 conditions must be met when married heads bang and lock. We yell and start to think, talaq. Learn 6 points before you go. Subhanallah, I didn't know which rulings of divorce will be relevant regarding me. Which rulings of divorce will be relevant regarding me, the sunnah and the bid'ah ways?
The difference from the sunnah and the bid'ah ways.
The difference from the sunnah and the bid'ah ways that are haram, the straightforward ways to make talaq, in other ways that maybe not, what separates and breaks the pact, the type talaq you can't take back, how ta'liqas affects divorce, a raja'a could divert his force, I wish I knew right from the start, it didn't have to be this hard, ila an oath of continence, from her he's sworn to abstinence, 4 months on in, no more than 4, the alhamdulillah, he can't do more, he has to choose and can't do both, keep the marriage or the oath, adherence to his only rule with his description as your tool. Zihar Allah, the Great Most High, declared to be an open lie. The husband's claim about his wife, backsides on aspiring life. Her butt, he claims, is like his mother's, not affecting him like others. Two essentials are the norm. The first is its illegal form. The second laws to compensate guidance for those who regret their mistake. Whenever a husband swears to the fact that he witnessed his wife in a sexual act or found a man all alone in his home in a way with his wife he can't condone, he swears to Li'an and her child is rejected. She swears it's a lie and her oath is accepted. Three regulations regarding Li'an. A warning goes first to both women and men. The hukmu of husbands who blatantly claim, accusing their wives of this horrible shame. Conditions of Li'an are simply 3, and 4 results have been decreed. A woman came and said, no, this is the idda is a weighted term, probation and a chance to learn. If married folks will separate, make up or appreciate each other when there's just two sides. There is it that we must abide there's a weighted term, probation, and the chance to learn. If married folks will separate, make up, or appreciate each other when there's just two sides. So we must abide by its description as the basis for a woman in six different cases. A woman came and said, behold, Rada'a is 3 points for what you told. I breastfed him. Are there no fears? Rada'a within the first 2 years. Make him my child of only five. My husband's milk helped him survive. This woman's word must be believed. A woman's word is all we need. Nafaqat is wealth we spent on food, some clothing and the rent. The wives and family that are poor, if we are blessed with having more, Hadana makes the issue three, since raising children isn't free. At the Imatun's nutritious links, sets standards for all food and drinks. The
Nefakat. I think you skipped Nefakat.
No, I just read Nefakat.
Oh, you just read it. SubhanAllah, go ahead.
At the Imatun is food and drink, Islamic laws on what to eat.
At the Imatun is food and drink, Islamic laws on what to eat, what's halal and what's haram, with two specifics for ta'am, as food is eaten every day, these rulings should have daily say, as rulings on your daily meat should be clear, not incomplete, the cat conditions at the cut, who, where, how, and using what, as you track that wild beast down, or slaughter it and send a pound of bird to bring it to the ground, the same conditions must be found from only hunters of the book, and Muslims is halal to cook, or animals you trust and train is sent out with that golden aim. A besmallah was also made as you release to kill the same janayah to crimes that cause physical harms. The homicidal death of a nafs al-haram, manslaughter, murder, in their definitions, the types of qisas and the many conditions, qisas for deceased and then for the maimed. When that has been met, application remains under conditions for chapters complete. Our life and our blood and our sanctity keep. When talk begins about hudud, serious becomes the mood, capital punishment for the crimes, despised in every place and time, are nine with villains to pursue and capture. So let's all review the ones who will receive the head, the zani caught inside the bed, a qadhi who should not have spoke, and drug addicts who drink or smoke. Ta'zir is for a range of crimes like disobedience and lies. The sadiq and kutat tariq are thieves and gangsters of the street. Bughats refusing intervention. Murtad rebel comprehension. That's subhanAllah. Murtad rebel comprehension. What's that again?
First get proofs and then
reflect. They still refuse and chop the neck. The rules of compensation, loss and damage are the act, and they apply in all respects to man and Muslim act. Three headings cover details, so none can be extreme. The prices of the act explained for Muslimin. The aqila is to provide an unintended homicide, but kafara remains a fine upon the one who did the crime. With right hand raised, our word will swear upon Allah, but we don't care. I swear, amen is built on three. The oath in its kafarati, rulings based on how we've sworn, then types of another in their forms. Shahada is to testify, to state the truth and not to lie. Within five parts, these issues flow. About Shahada, we should know whose word when spoken to accept, and witnesses we must reject. The types of witnessing we do, Shahada on Shahada to. The oath we make for what we claim is testifying just the same. Is that right?
Sounds right to me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The oath we make for what we claim is testifying just the same. Qada, the process of adjudication is qada, an application for conditions to be set, the subject guidelines to be set.
Divisions.
The process of adjudication is qada, an application for divisions to be set, the subject guidelines to be met. Manners every judge must care to learn, perfect, apply, and bear the subject and technique in place.
The system and technique.
the system and technique in place to govern how to hear a case, divisions made through qasamats, the da'i's claim and bayinats, the Shahid claims that someone else has rights that he deserves himself.
The Shahid claims that someone else owes someone else besides himself.
The Da'i claims that someone else has rights that he deserves himself. Muqir reports about himself what he must give to someone else. 5 points to name and keep in view. The choices of Mukallifun. No children are allowed iqrar without permission from Tujar, but sick perform at will and take Shahada up and sit till the moment that they lose their soul. If in fact that was their goal, with words that show a clean resolve intended for Allah above. Jihad is a ruling the Mufti must make, not any old scholar with normal mistakes, nor students familiar with basics in fiqh, but not yet Quran or the Arabic. If hadith usul and history is still partially clouded in mysteries, refrain him from speech, for what can he teach? To have little knowledge and teaches to cheat. Go back to the graphs and the knowledge within their 38 chapters to finish begin. Start with the aqidah to end in jihad, striving to live like a righteous ibad. Alhamdulillah. My head hurts. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah khair. I've not heard anything else from the Sheikh. He seems to have dropped offline since we've been reciting the poem. I've been calling him as well on Skype, but I've not gotten any response, and my WhatsApp messages are not being received. So I think we can just end it here. It's time to stop anyway. So Jazakumullah khair, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today on Outlining Fiqh. We experienced some hardship on the path today, but this is just par for the course. So as brother recited for us, if hadith, usul, and histories are partially clouded in mysteries, then we must restrain ourselves from speaking, for what can we teach? To have little knowledge and teach is to cheat. Go back to the graph and the knowledge within. There are 38 chapters to finish, so let's begin.